Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. What a day today is, 8-8-2017. So I guess next year will be 8-8-2018, right? I remember when it was 2008, and it was 8-8-2008, and that day, I think, had one of the most weddings on it, because one, it's in the summer, and people waited for that day to get married. I don't think you could find a venue to get married. You would have just get married anywhere. They had mass weddings, group weddings, all these different kinds of weddings, because there were so many people who wanted to get married on 8-8-2008. So let's see what happens next year. But what a great day. Today is a show, I think we needed to address this issue, because when people get disappointed, we tend to follow that with sadness or like a depression, like, oh, wow, you know, this didn't work out. Or, you know, you're dating someone and they're doing things, but they're not really aware of you, and you have to kind of make your place known, or you feel like you're being neglected or overlooked, or there's a promotion at work and somebody else gets it and you've been there longer. You know, all these times when we just get disappointed. But our bigger disappointments are even that it involves, you know, other people just letting us down. We're not mad at them. We don't want to hurt them. We don't want to scream at them. We don't want to fight with them. But we just feel let down. And that's one of those things that sometimes we don't really even know it happened. And we feel like maybe it's giving us a sign that we're not in the right place. Or if we are in the right place, that now we have to take an extra step to make changes or to modify the way the relationship is running. Because what happens is there has to be an exchange of energy. That we already know. I talk about that so much, sometimes more than others. But when the ball is bouncing back and forth, then there's something to keep the relationship going. It's like a motor, almost. If you could imagine a motor, it doesn't work unless the car will be there. It's great. But if you don't get in the car and you don't turn the key, the car isn't going to work. So until there's an energy exchange with that car is not going to move. And that's what's going to happen to any relationship when there isn't an exchange. Now, when you do things together, you plan together, you go out together, that's great. Because now you're constantly, okay, are you doing this? Okay, I'll do that. You get excited. You want to do it all. But let's say you're not invited. And then at the last minute, it becomes convenient to invite you. Well, once it's convenient to invite you, oh, yeah, well, great, come. We're not going anywhere special. We're just going over here. But when we were going somewhere special, we didn't invite you. But now that plan's been canceled, and okay, now you have whatever, you know. Now you can go. You might even be a help. And you're like, oh, well, what kind of backhanded invitation was that? And then it gets modified the next day. Oh, no, it's not help. I just know, you know, you need to see this, as though you don't know what's going on and you don't feel right. When you don't feel right, something isn't right. They can put whipped cream all over the top of it, but it still doesn't feel right. Or somebody gets promoted above you at work, and they say, oh, don't worry, the next promotion is yours, but yet you've heard that before. Then what do you do? And you say, okay, either I stay and wait and believe, or I leave and start at the position I know I'm ready for at another company. Or if you have a relationship where there's some distance, physical distance, and one of you has to drive to see the other, and only one of you is doing probably 98% of the driving, and it's far. But if you can't go, then you just don't see that person. How long will that stay? And you mention it, they notice it, but nobody does anything about it. After a while, one of the two is going to feel some disappointment that the other one won't take the time or won't interrupt their schedule at all when you've interrupted your entire life to go there. So you have to think about balance and energy exchange over and over again, because at times we have questions, and whatever questions we had in the beginning, we find out a year later, 2 years later, they've been answered. And as time teaches us, how do we take that disappointment, that sign? Because disappointment is like instinct plus experience. If you could just think of disappointment as instinct plus experience, because now the experience has validated your instinct one way or the other. And usually when there's disappointment, it's you hoping it was better. And when we hope things are better, what happens when we find out they're not? We just learned a whole boatload of information. Because disappointment is objective. Disappointment isn't getting mad at someone, isn't demanding something from someone. It's actually harder to deal with for anyone than anger. Because anger is pointing a finger. Even if that finger is pointing at you and them and it's an outlet, blaming is pointing fingers. Judgment is pointing fingers. But disappointment doesn't have an opinion. Disappointment is just an extension of truth. Like, okay, now I know the truth because what? My experience told me that truth. First, I had the instinct you weren't going to give me any attention other than past yourself. If I work for what's already in motion, then great. But if I don't work with what's already in motion, too bad. And then you realize that if you're not the one putting in, whether you're at your job, whether you're in a relationship, just the person being there, only because you're there, the job will always be there because you show up. The relationship will be there. If you're giving more, why would the other person say no, depending on the other person? But then you don't want the person who doesn't want to reciprocate because they're telling you, you're really great. Oh, you're so important to me. But you know what, babe, if you don't come over on the regular, I'll probably never see you. You live too far. Love you, but hey. I talked to somebody who works in a courthouse. They're a district attorney in Pasadena, and they've been working now for about 27 years. I think 3 more years to be vested with the city and all of that. So what happened is they've had promotions probably for the last, every so many years, openings come up. And she would apply, and she would apply, and she would apply because you get a better pay raise. It's like been 27 years, but for the last year, she did get the promotion. But look at how long it took. There were little ones along the way to keep her going, but she got so used to being overlooked. But she stayed because she knew she'd be vested. So there was a reward at the end. There was an energy exchange at the end. Or she may have left and said, you know what, maybe I'll go somewhere because people do want to get paid more over time because we have to pay more to live over time. So we need to match and exchange energy with our environment. We need to match and exchange energy with our partners. It's also if you live in a house and you never take out the trash, you're not taking care of your house. What's happening to your house? Your house is going to smell. Your house is going to get rodents in it. no one's going to be able to come over because who's going to be able to smell that? So we just these logical things, but that's what it's like when disappointment is what starts to enter the picture. And the reason that's what it's like is because disappointment is a teacher. If you think when you're disappointed, what am I learning right now? Because it takes you back to the fork in the road after answering your questions of your instinct and now the experience that you've had. Once it answers that question and you have your answer, if you don't take action on your answer, you are going to go from disappointment to resentment. It's this little bridge because we always are asking for answers. And at times they might not be the answers we want, but you find out, well, you know what? I'm actually very disappointed. I thought that this would be a greater energy exchange. That's what I thought this would be. But you know what? It's not. And if I'm the only one exchanging energy, I could do that by myself. Maybe I'm an entrepreneur inside. Maybe I need to go to a company where I'm a bigger fish in a smaller pond. Maybe I need to feel more ownership. Maybe I don't like feeling like a number. Maybe if I don't drive, I'll find out if that person really cares enough to come and see me, and then I find out that they don't. Oh, wow, now what do I do? Because now you know, now you have the answers. But if you don't address your answers, you are going to feel resentment. You won't even be able to help it. It's not like you're going to want to resent, but what's going to happen is you're going to start to think, well, let me see. I've been at my job for a long time. I think I'm at a dead end. I think I've grown as much as I can grow here. There's a lot of companies out there who still need people who may have your experience. And you have to think of yourself as a valuable asset of an energy exchange for anyone you're going to take the time to exchange your energy with. That's what you have to do. If you don't see yourself that way, you will resent yourself because you know that that's true. You know that when you're in there, you're going to do a good job, but maybe you're just quiet. And that's why you get overlooked. So you know you're quiet. But in a smaller environment, people will get to see your work stand out differently than when you're one of 100 people. You could be one of 10. And then maybe they can see that, and then you will get a promotion because you will show them that, because there will be an energy exchange to highlight the fact that you're bringing something to the table. It's just one of the things to do. It's something to consider. It's getting back at the fork of the road. It's answering your questions, the questions we have, the gut feelings we have, the instincts we have. So when we don't listen to ourselves, we go into resentment. But the best news about disappointment is its objectivity. It's objective. And people can't really argue much with disappointment. If you go to your partner, let's say, the person goes to their partner and says, you know what, I'm doing all the driving, it's great, but this is really taking a toll on me. I'm like going back and forth all the time, plus the time it takes me to prepare, plus the time it takes me to decompress when I come back, and I have to set up, I'm constantly resetting up, but there's nothing going on if I'm not the one moving the energy around. So my question is, why am I the one moving the energy around? What's important in it for me? And why am I feeling now resentful? Well, it's because I got the answer to my question. I just didn't pay attention to myself. So now what happened is I didn't exchange energy with myself, nor am I exchanging energy with the other person or the situation. So now what happens? Now you start to get mad. When you don't pay attention, you get mad. And that's where the stem of anger comes in. Because if you don't say anything right away, everything that happens now is going to be more proof, more validation for the truth that you found out. So let's say the person is at work and they see one person get promoted, then they see another person, then they see someone who started after them and they got promoted. So it wasn't like a seniority thing. Just because they just happen to be quiet. They're the fly on the wall person. They sit, they get their work done. They think that's what everyone wants. But maybe they want more of a schmoozer type or whatever. But maybe in that environment it works. Maybe, you know, there's friendships that form. Maybe there's, you know, one thing that stood out. But why are you still there without saying, hey, you know what, I contributed to this company in this and this and this way. I know I'm pretty quiet, but I would love to be considered for a promotion when a promotion comes up in my department. Just saying that, you start exchanging energy, and they can come to you, and they can say back, hey, you know what, we have this promotion coming up. Is it something you would consider? Because they do ask. They want to make sure that if they're promoting somebody, that person signs on to it too, because they understand that there needs to be an exchange. They don't just show up with promotions like the old days and they surprise you with a party and you're like, oh, wow, it doesn't work like that. You usually know what you're working towards. Now it's a different story. Or you're in a relationship and you say, hey, you know what? It's been, you know, whatever, 2 years now, a year and a half now. And you know, I realized that you don't give as much. I thought you did. There was a perception in my mind that you did. But then when the rubber met the road, it's not that you're forced to give more, but if you naturally aren't part of the equation, and the only reason why this train is rolling is because I'm the one putting fuel in it, wow, that's going to get really tiring for me. I mean, that's a lot to put on myself. My bigger question is, why don't you exchange energy? Because I need to feel part of a relationship to be in a relay with somebody. I need to know I can pass the baton. Yes, you take care of some things, but the bigger daily life things you put on me, and I don't feel like there's a balance here. And the person might say, hey, you know what? What can I do to make it feel more balanced? I, you know, could say something like, let's see, you know, let's talk about that. Why don't we share the driving load so that we both get to be in each other's world instead of one being sucked into the other's and the other one's not really mattering? Because we need to have balance for this relationship to continue. Because if there's no energy exchange, what happens? We all know. But to some people, that's brand new information. But when you can always think, you know, when they say follow the bouncing ball, it takes you to the answers of the truth. There's never a time in life when the truth doesn't present itself, but there's many times in life, many, when we just choose not to see it. And it's easy to not see, believe it or not. We can blow the truth around a little bit. We can, you know, tell it that it's okay, I don't have to listen to you right now. And the truth says, okay. All right, okay. I'll go sit on the back burner for a while. And you're like, great. When I'm ready for you, truth, I'll come and pull you out. How many times do we do that? Like a lot. We do it a lot of times. Why? Because it takes us a while to grow. It takes us a while. We want proof. We want experience. We don't want to go around accusing anybody or making anybody feel bad. That's not the intention. But sometimes it looks like it, or we get accused by it by the person who we're talking to. If it's a boss, they'll get defensive. If it's a relationship, they even get more defensive. Sometimes you might go to someone in a relationship to tell them, hey, you know what? This isn't balanced. And then they start picking on you. And then you're like, holy cow, why did I just open a bag of worms? But what does that do? That gives you more information. Like, wow, this person not only doesn't care about me, but they are also now accusing me for me coming to try to exchange information with them so that we can exchange energy and our relationship can thrive. And you have to say it, or it's never going to be said. And if it's never said, you're going to feel resentment because you didn't address the answers that you got. But just knowing the difference between anger, resentment, and disappointment can solve so many issues. It's the most beautiful thing about disappointment. Because disappointment lacks opinion on top of it, you're saying, well, this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and now I need to make a decision. And the only way that can happen is over time. That's why people shouldn't jump into a relationship and get married in 10 minutes. They should get married after about a year or two. Because by then, you will have known the type of commitment you're willing to give and the type of commitment the other person is willing to give. You will know if that's a place where you feel safe and taken care of and in having an exchange, or if you feel like you're always out on the outskirts for one reason or another, you're pushed to the curb a little bit. And that person, it's okay for them not to tell you everything, but they ask you everything. That's not an energy exchange. It's actually very manipulative because then they know everything about you, but they decide what they're going to tell you about them. Because what happens is over time, all the truths are going to come out. They're going to show up one way or another because people can't keep alive. They just can't. Whether it's an unspoken thing, which is a lie in itself, if you know that the other person has asked you, hey, you know what, let's share information about these certain things. Don't feel shy. Don't be scared. I'll be mad. The thing that will make me mad is that you didn't trust me enough to share. And if you don't share, then I cannot. Because now if I share and you're not sharing, I'm going to feel disappointed in our relationship. And that disappointment, if I don't address it with you later, it's going to make me feel bad and I'm going to start to resent you, and I don't want to resent you. I want to love you. And if they still don't get it, then you're talking to a wall. For whatever reason, they need to hide something. And when that happens, then one of the two people is not going to feel a full energy exchange. They may stay with that person, but they won't be able to give it life for a very long time. Because that will be hard to do, because the one person who doesn't get all the information doesn't trust the one who's holding it back, because maybe they might only be holding one facet of information back. And also, another thing that happens when there's a couple and one doesn't tell the other everything, because most couples don't even think about it. It's not like you have to go through a laundry list and tell them, but if you realize over time there's certain things that they don't tell you and then you find out, whether it's doing things with the opposite sex, even if it's just friendships or whatever, but they don't mention that to you, after a while, what happens is you will stop validating or paying attention to the stuff they do tell you, because you realize that the stuff they're telling you, they're like over-telling you that and under-telling you something else, and it's contrived and it's manipulative. And nobody wants to feel those things. So when you find out that information, if you don't do anything about it, you will have then resentment. And if you have resentment and it's unaddressed, it's going to come out in a screaming match one day. Or you're going to feel alone with your partner if you choose to stay and not address it. Or you address it and you both can get stronger and better together. So those are the choices that disappointment gives you. Every situation has a different kind of, it's like a gentle, a loving answer to something that people normally fight about. Think about that. Disappointment is the greatest gift we have, because when we're disappointed, there's a reason why we're disappointed. Christopher Sedgwick quoted Origins of Truth, and he said, "Do not cry, my child, for disappointment is one of the great secrets of happy, healthy, and significant living. A million baby steps is what it takes to bring about one change, one action, one thought to fruition." That whole million baby steps. Disappointment is one of the clearest signs of having to address whatever it is along the way. It's one of those things. It's like when people get in a big argument and they finally get to the love. Well, you know what? I just love you. And it makes me feel weird that I think I just love you alone. Or maybe we have different definitions of love. But I'm not feeling it back, even though I hear your mouth say it. I don't see your actions. And I'm not looking for actions, but your actions are so absent that I'm forced to see what isn't there instead of what is right now. And that might not be good for me to not speak on it, because if I don't speak on it, it's going to be weirder later. So why don't we just kind of nip that in the bud now? And then the other person will say, well, okay, that I can address. But if you just charge at someone and you tell them, you know, there have been 7 promotions and I haven't been promoted. What am I, chopped liver? And they'll go, wow, I didn't even notice you there. Wow. No, you're not chopped liver. You've been a great employee. We just thought you liked where you were. You've never complained. You've never said anything. You've never expressed interest in being promoted. So then the person realizes, oh my gosh, I did not exchange energy with these people that I want to grow with. I did not tell them what my needs were, what I would like to see in, what I would like to have in my life. Disappointment gives you an impetus, like a great reason to address things and come right at the very beginning. Because when we let things fester, that is the opposite. That's like when you're at that fork in the road and you say, okay, I'm disappointed. Yes, it's affecting how I feel right now. And I don't feel really good right now. But, let me see. This is a point at which I think I need to do something about this. Because if I wait till I'm mad, this is going to be ugly. And I don't want it to be that way. I don't want to be that person. I feel like I've earned knowing myself well enough to take this head on and pay attention in the beginning. And that's where you can continue to exchange energy and overcome the obstacles that you will face. It's such an amazing topic. Tomorrow, you guys, we have Relationship Wednesday. I can't wait to see you. Have a great day today. Enjoy this beginning of the week, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.